With that jovial holiday smile, they greet you and they say, "Are you ready? Isn't it exciting?" But what if you're just not there? Good morning. Tonight, the holiday of Passover is a time when there is the greatest joy in heaven, as the Zohar says. And that's why we open up the door for Elijah the prophet tonight, because tonight, all the doors are opened. And God is especially attentive to us. It's a time of divine grace and mercy. But what if you're just not in the mood? What do you do when you feel that the whole Passover thing is not meant for you because you just don't deserve it? You're just not in the right frame of mind for this right now. So the truth is that you have to go back to the original celebration of Passover. The original celebration of Passover was a convergence of two diametrically opposed things. On the one hand, the Jewish people were in the lowest possible state spiritually. The Talmud says that we were in the 49th gate of impurity, which is one before the lowest. Not just spiritually, physically, we were slaves, downtrodden, we were not in the mood. And yet, what happened was that God himself rescued us. God himself came down to Egypt and took us out of Egypt and in a few short weeks brought us and prepared us to receive the Torah at Mount Sinai from the lowest level to the highest. And this is also what's going to happen today. God says to each of us, take my hand. It's time to come. It may not be what you're in the mood of. It may not be where you feel you are. But God says it doesn't matter. It's precisely because you're not in the mood, precisely because you're not there, that you need God's outstretched hand to lift you out of where you were. And that is what God does for each of us tonight and during this holiday, bringing us out of our own personal limitations and bringing us to the coming of Mashiach. May we see this happen immediately and celebrate Passover this year in Jerusalem. Candlelighting time for Los Angeles is 7:12. I'd like to dedicate a minute of Torah today to the birthday of Mrs. Shrona Namvar and Reb Chaim Marcus. May you have a year of bracha v'yatzlacha begashmi Yusuf Ruchnius. Also, I dedicate this to the birthday of Mrs. Ziba Faruzan, Aleha HaShalom, Boyd, may Chaim Tev Maruchim L'chaya Chaim. And Luli Nishmas, Maras Chaya Liba Basab Simcha Yosef, Helen Grillo just recently passed away. May Neshama enter Gan Eden. May she be good to better on behalf of her family for all good. B'seich Chal Yisrael. Chag Sameach.